It's the Edinburgh Man podcast, podcast number 296. I'm back in the cupboard. I can't really move very much. In fact, my cup of tea is outside the cupboard. How will we cope? In between, I guess, when I'm playing the music, I'll open the door and maybe have a wee swig. No, last time I was in here, I thought I got a bit parched, actually, so I thought I'd prepare myself and make a cup of tea beforehand. I should give you some warning. Today in the podcast, there may be bad language or concepts that you may find disagreeable. Specifically, the next track is by Dryer Fire. They're from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the album's called, the EP is called Punk's Dead, You're Next. I don't know what they're saying in the track I'm going to play, Brain Rot. Hopefully, it's not offensive, although I suspect they describe themselves as anarcho-hardcore delinquents from the 501, which I think is an area code in Arkansas, so it may indeed be offensive. This is Dryer Fire and Brain Rot. That's Dryer Fire and Brain Rot, and hopefully the right sort of offensive. Dryer Fire 501.bandcamp.com is where you can get that. It's a 6-track album. It's a name your price. I think it's a name your price. I've just got notes here. I don't actually have the website up and in front of me. I'm trying to be a little bit more prepared than normal and make notes. Although I don't have much in the way of chat this week. I mean, you'll probably say, if you listen to the podcast regularly, that you never have much in the way of chat. Certainly not high quality chat. Anyway, yeah, what's happened in the last week at Edinburgh Man Towers? Not much. We had that issue, was it a couple of weeks ago or last week, where the fridge freezer packed up, so there was a sort of impromptu dismantling of a cupboard in the kitchen. I had to sort of demolish the cupboard. That's more or less done now. I had to take a whole door out and a sort of partition wall and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, we now have a fridge freezer that's working and is quite quiet as well, which is bizarre. Doesn't really make much noise. You think, is this thing still on? And it certainly is. But anyway, loads of money was spent on that, so Edinburgh Man Towers is a little bit poor at the moment. But not poor in terms of music, he says rather cheesily. I've got some great tracks actually today on the podcast. I mean, it's always great, right? There is some, I guess there's some shoegazy dream pop. There's some post-punk. And yeah, there's a bunch of stuff actually. Some stuff, have I played before? There's certainly some bands I've played before. I'm pretty sure I played the next band before on the podcast years ago, The Marble Tea. They're from Point Pleasant Beach in New Jersey. And this is Parchment.
Parchment.
That's Parchment by The Marble Tea. I'm sure I've played them, if not once, then multiple times a while ago. And by a while, I mean like sort of, you know, pre-podcast hiatus. So I guess that was like 6 years ago or older. Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey is where they're from. It's a Name Your Price on digital. The CD is only $10, but you can only get the CD in the US, I believe. I think that's what I read on the website. MarbleTea.bandcamp.com is where you can get it there. The next track I'm going to play, I did say there was not going to be a whole lot of chat on today's podcast. What is a podcast? On today's podcast, I feel really weird. I'm sort of, like I say, I'm in this cupboard. It is the wardrobe in the master bedroom, if you can call it that, in Edinburgh Man Towers. It's not particularly mastery. It's slightly bigger than the other bedroom. Yeah, so I can't really move very much. And I have, there's clothes hanging all around me, obviously, because it's a wardrobe, but there's also pillows and stuff to try and dampen the sound. If you'll remember, last week I accidentally recorded the podcast with the microphone in the wrong setting and it sounded terribly echoey and I needed to record it all over again. And I recorded it in here and I was quite happy with the sound, actually. I thought it worked quite well. So this is what I'm doing now, back in the wardrobe. Also, the room that I'm in has got the acoustic glass on the windows as well, so there hopefully shouldn't be any noise from outside or anything. So it should just be me. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Wine Pride. I played these guys in the podcast before. Their album is great. It's a self-titled EP on Crafting Room Recordings from Brighton. Dream Poppy Shoegaze. £4 on digital. And there is still some vinyl. I'll give you some more info after I played Nostalgia by Wine Pride. Crafting Room Recordings from Brighton in the UK. That's Wine Pride and Nostalgia, and that's from the EP, sorry, the LP, Wine Pride. During that track, I had to go out and try and find the cassette, because I wanted to tell you about the cassette. Yeah, so, look, it's a real cassette. I got it on cassette. I think I got it in, like, not the most recent Bandcamp Friday, but the one before it. from Crafting Room Recordings, but they sent the wrong one. They sent this other cassette, which looks very similar. They're both blue, a great sort of sky blue colour, and similar sort of colourways on the artwork. Anyway, I could understand why they got them mixed up. Anyway, they sent me the wrong one, but then they sent me the correct one for freebies. Well, not really for freebies, but I didn't need to send the old one back, which is good. The other one I got was, so that was Wine Pride, and the cassette's a great, like, a blue colour. It's quite cool. And so is this one as well. This is Fever Dream by Gone. I listened to this on cassette actually yesterday, because I hadn't really got around to listening to it, and it's brilliant. It's more shoegazy brilliance, and I was going to play a track on the podcast, but I don't have it on digital, and I was going to get around to getting it, because I think it's only, like, about £3 or £4, name your price, but I forgot. And then I did think, oh, should I play the cassette version? But I didn't get the wires sorted out, so I couldn't really play the cassette version of that. But, yeah, Gone and Fever Dream is another great one on Crafting Room Recordings. Craftingroomrecordings.bandcamp.com is where you can get it. And like I say, that Wine Pride one is £4 on digital. £20 on vinyl, there's only 7 of those as of when I printed out these notes. And on cassette, the one I got was £7. Right. Crafting Room Recordings is one of my favourite sort of record labels at the moment, releasing stuff on the old Bandcamp. And as are Pasca Records, P-A-S-K-A records.bandcamp.com. They're from Indonesia. And there's loads of great stuff coming out of them, coming out of Indonesia. This is a double A-side by a band called War Fighters. Can you get double A-sides if it's just... It's basically just a two-track EP or a two-track single. Morphed Reflections is the first track, but the one I'm going to play is Burdens Piled.
Quiet and desolate.
from Pasco Records in Indonesia. That's Warfighters and Burdens Piled, featuring Raffi Tufani. I forgot to, in my notes, I did say I was prepared and I had notes, but I did actually forget to write down or to jot down information about who and what Warfighters are, the band who that track is from. I believe, from memory though, I think they're from Indonesia as well, along with a record label. But I might be wrong. But Pasca Records, P-A-S-K-A records.bandcamp.com is where you can get more information, where you can download that. It's £1.50. No, it's not £1.50. It's $1.50 on digital. And I don't believe there's a physical release. They do have some physical releases there. I think they're cassettes mostly. But the shipping is a bit crazy, which I don't think is their fault. I suspect that's probably just what worldwide shipping from Indonesia costs. But they do say that you can sort of bundle them up and buy a few, but I think they may be only have two. This is all from memory. Another great band, and another. This is a track I did buy in the most recent Bandcamp Friday, which was just last Friday, as I record this on, well, he looks at his watch, Tuesday the 10th. So last Friday, from Portland, Oregon. This is Collate, and the album's called Generative Systems, and this is The Product. That's The Product by Collate, and that's from an album called Generative Systems, and they're from Portland, Oregon. Like everything I've played on today's podcast, it's released under a Creative Commons license, and you can download it if you go to collate.bandcamp.com. It's £5, sorry, again, $5 digital, $20 vinyl, and I think they will, if you're in Portland or in the Portland area, they can you can get it for pickup, or you can get them to deliver it, which is very nice. I don't know if that's the record label or the band that will be doing that, but anyway, Collate, collate.bandcamp.com is where you can get that. Oh dear, I've finished my cup of tea, which means my voice, my throat is starting to dry up. So I should probably just finish off the podcast. Another great record label I'm enjoying stuff by is foundfootagerecords.bandcamp.com. Ostensibly, the stuff they post on Bandcamp is released under a Creative Commons license. I hope that is the case, because it's a lot of old stuff. They describe themselves as reclaiming, remastering, and reissuing obscure rock records from the 1990s. I'm sure they're doing it all with the blessings of the band, and I believe they are, actually, because this track I'm going to play... No, not this one, actually. There is another track where there's loads of live stuff and behind-the-scenes stuff from a band called Indian Summer, which I haven't listened to yet. I just downloaded that this morning. But this one is an album by a Swedish band. I believe it's a Swedish band. Again, it's not on my notes. Oh, dear. I should really make better notes if I'm going to do notes. A band called Far Apart. And this album, like I say, is from the 90s, or at least it's a compilation of tracks from the 90s on foundfootagerecords.bandcamp.com. That's where you can get it. The track I'm going to play is Dartmouth, the band are Far Apart, and the album is also called Dartmouth. It is a free download. It's not a name your price or anything like that. It's just a free download. They did have a CD, but that's now sold out. So that's, you know, not much good. But like I say, it's a free download, foundfootagerecords.bandcamp.com, and they've also got a bunch of other stuff there. I did play a track last week, I believe, on the podcast, didn't I? If memory serves. Anyway, oh, thank you for listening to podcast number 296. Like I say, apologies that it wasn't much chat, it was more music, although maybe that's a good thing. I think it's probably a good thing. And I'll see you next time. This is Far Apart.